At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Hey everyone, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets, in the car while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Best of Covino and Rich podcast. Be sure to catch us live every day from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for Covino and Rich at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Here's the question, really, based on that. Might have been the biggest highlight of the weekend. Dana White said, hey, this press conference, let's just talk about that fight because it was insane. And he was saying how, you know, that's what it's all about. These guys are warriors. A lot of times, 10 seconds left, someone has the win. They put their hands up and they're just showboating, walking around the octagon or the ring. Holloway was like, nah, this is BMF. I'm going to prove I'm the BMF. Let's go. They went at it. And again, it was great to see. Dana White said, easily fight of the year. Easily fight of the year. I mean, it was like 1 second left, and he knocked out, broke Gaethje's nose, knocked him out, falling forward. Like, he was done. Like Pacquiao against Marquez. Like, when you fall forward like that, you're lights out, done.
That buckle is right. Scary.
Very scary. But Joe Rogan was sort of losing his mind, too. Joe Rogan, you crazy. And, you know, you see his reaction.
Of course.
But he also says that it's the greatest knockout. I don't know if he's, as Danny G would say, prisoner of the moment. Or was it the greatest knockout in UFC history? Are we just prisoners of the moment, or do you believe that? And is it one of those moments where you remember where you were? Like, was it that significant? Because I've seen other great knockouts.
Let's not get too crazy. I don't think
we referenced Pacquiao.
I don't think it's a where were you?
I don't remember where I was, but I remember watching it.
It was a pretty badass knockout, and if you watched...
I think I'll remember because I just missed it.
It was a good one. It was, honestly, of all the years we've been watching MMA and boxing, I think if you combine both boxing and MMA, I think it's top five of the 21st century. Can we say that?
When you
since
think about,
the year 2000.
Down to the last second, right? That's what also made it dramatic.
Yeah, no, it was pretty damn cool. And when you think of that fight.
Dude, my phone was going nuts. So
Danny,
everybody that saw it was freaking out.
Danny G, I don't know if you saw highlights or if you watched the fight, but.
I saw highlights.
Reminiscent of the fight that you guys were at in Vegas.
Yeah.
Where,
very much so.
What is it, Sue?
Tim Sue, yeah.
Tim Sue got the cut on his head. Gaethje, for as bad as he is, he broke his nose in the first round. And you could tell that, you know, when a guy's just like floating around in the middle of the ring, every so often he just kept wiping his nose or going at his nose. And you could tell, like, yo, that was that little distraction. That's all the other guy needs sometimes.
But that's the name of the game. That's just part of the game.
Absolutely.
And fun to see your reaction on that. Did it make you go, let us know?
Again, then we got the McGregor news.
Yeah, and then the other big story was McGregor is back. Michael Chandler, UFC 303, June 29th, fighting at 170. I don't know what he's walking around at.
Ooh.
Yeah, but 170 seems pretty light for as beefy as he's looking in Roadhouse. So things that made you go,
Says he's walking around just north of 180 right now.
Really? So, yeah, he'll trim down, lose a little more than 10 pounds
Will he walk into the Octagon with that same exaggerated strut that he did in the whole Roadhouse movie?
Yeah. I haven't seen it, but I've seen the strut. So some good fights this weekend, some good baseball.
I have a what would you do?
And a what would you do here on the show?
I'm watching this fight. I'm at a buddy's actual bachelor party. One of my buddies getting married.
Married?
One of my buddies getting married. He had a bachelor party dinner.
Jeez.
At a place in Santa Monica called Meat on Ocean. It's not the after party, by the way. It's actually a steakhouse.
Meat.
And right across the street, there was a little surf bar, I think like the Whaler or something. So we said, they're playing UFC? We don't even have to go back to someone's house. We'll go watch, have a drink, UFC 300. They put us in a nice area outside, and it's a chilly night, and I know we're in LA, so I don't want to sound like a biatch, but
too late.
It's a Saturday night, we're in LA, and Danny, Ocean Avenue is across from, you guessed it, the ocean. So it's a little chilly.
Biatch.
We're sitting there watching USC having a cocktail, and the waitress goes, I'm sorry, our heat lamps are finicky.
What happened? Was the little umbrella in your cocktail blowing in the wind?
Yes, it was. But
biatch.
You don't think like the heat lamp being finicky deserves a free round, or like could we put you somewhere else? Like outdoor seating, 10 o'clock on a Saturday night? Don't you think you need to tell the people ahead of time, like, the heat lamps aren't working?
You said they were finicky.
Finicky?
That was during the meal? Yeah, I'd be mad. Finicky? I don't want to sit out there.
I was like,
cold. Yeah, no way. No thanks.
During that,
what
during
would
the,
you do?
During the women's fight, what was it, Zhang, the Asian woman Zhang? When they were, like, hugging each other the whole time, I was like, can I get in on that cuddle? Because I was like,
I wouldn't, you know, go to Yelp and complain about it.
Finicky.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that, but I would have said something then and there, like, can we move or something? I would have sat there freezing all night, but that's why you always bring a jacket. That's on you.
Yeah, that's on me.
So anyway, wherever you were,
hopefully
I hope you enjoyed
weekend.
The fight. I hope you enjoyed that knockout. Like I said, it's going to be one of the highlights, one of our go-to references when you were like, whoa! Like as a kid, dude, life changer, game changer for me when Julio Cesar Chavez knocked out Meldrick Taylor with like 3 seconds left, Richard Steele stopped the fight. Whoa! Can't believe that happened! When Juan Manuel Marquez knocked out Pacquiao. Pacquiao was like shaking, like when Drago knocked out Apollo. Of course, when Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas. You know, memorable. Almost where were you moments. But you'll definitely always remember that knockout. Because it was 1 second left.
And you know what?
Both dudes just going at it. You know, so much heart.
The casual or diehard MMA UFC fan will agree that that card delivered. UFC 300 start to finish was definitely one of the better pay-per-views over the last years.
So, hope you enjoyed it. Hope you enjoyed your weekend. Hope you're getting a refund.
So, let me direct your attention to a little something called the NBA. Huh? We got the play-in games this week. Danny G,
Why'd you say it like Macho Man Randy Savage?
Ooh, yeah. Got the play-in games. Ooh, you don't even know.
No, it's going to be great. I'm excited. Yeah. Now, you know,
it was
NBA.
Fun watching the Lakers destroy the Pelicans.
Yo, and ruin the Pelicans'
and by
dreams
the way,
because
yeah.
The Pelicans dropped from 6-7.
Everyone's sweating Zion and how good he's playing. So,
yeah. Zion. Oh, let me go play in game.
You did go all macho, man.
Well, I'm feeling
Slim Jim. Oh, yeah, the plane on Tuesday. You got the Lakers Pels. Yeah.
So, Lakers Pels.
I'm watching basketball and I'm so proud of myself.
Warriors Kings. Now, I mean, I know that people.
Rises to the top.
People love them some Zion. But would it be a letdown for the casual fan and the NBA if it didn't result in somehow the Warriors and Lakers both advancing? Is that the win for the league? Or did some young people want the Kings because they were hot last year and light the beam and everything? Like, what?
Before you said that, because it is generational, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say, before we get into the actual games, because I do want to talk about them, what do you think the casual fan in the NBA would want? Is the clear answer for ratings, Steph and LeBron moving on?
Yeah, for the casual fan, yeah.
I think so. I don't think there's any question for not only the casual fan, for the NBA. For the NBA.
Now, while we were talking about some of the...
It just makes it more big time.
We were talking about some of the seedings last week. And over the weekend, you know what happened? The Oklahoma City Thunder decides to just keep winning.
And suddenly a three-way tie.
Yeah, and now suddenly, yeah, three-way tie. And then Minnesota drops a game at the last game. So now OKC is the one seed. And I hear people talking today. I was listening to some sports radio, watching TV like we all do. And people are saying...
Who are you listening to, man?
Weenie the Butt. Who was I listening to?
I'm just wondering.
I was listening.
Rich and I aren't scared to give props. You know why? Because we're confident in what we do. We don't take cheap shots. I mean, sometimes we do.
What I've decided. I want to know who you're vibing with. I have decided that people that never give shout outs to any other show
are terribly
insecure.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Terribly insecure.
Without a doubt.
Well, there's another show.
That's why
who was it? I love Mad Dog Russo, but he was talking about the Masters, and I was like,
How dare you? That was a fun watch.
I loved it, but I'm saying, Dan Byers, give me the middle finger.
You know what Rich said?
I love the Masters,
talk about the Masters
with
of the universe.
With a rubber hose.
DB.
Twice as far with a chocolate bar.
DB, I enjoyed Scottie Scheffler. I enjoyed our conversation even more about would he have left if his wife gone into labor. But I'm just saying, Mad Dog Russo, who I love. We used to work with him. I saw him all the time. But he was going into... I'm like, it's over, Mad Dog. Come on.
Yes. You're right about that. Do you know the twist with the Scottie Scheffler story? He got back to Texas last night and went to a local bar. So like, he's ready to leave the Masters in case his wife's going to go into birth. But yet when he comes home, lands, he's like, you know what, honey?
Go to the bar.
Yeah, I'm going to go out for a while, celebrate this bad boy.
Got to show off that jacket. Got to show off that sweet green jacket.
Breaking story. He's still at the bar. He says he'll leave the bar if she goes into labor.
But let me know. Like, I just ordered nachos. Are we closed? Did your water break? I just ordered some potato skins.
Can I get those mott sticks to go, please?
So, you know what I was listening to on, which is odd, Fox Sports Radio on Sirius XM. We'll sometimes play the audio of the TV shows instead of the radio shows. So, here I was thinking I was going to hear a little Dan Byer hang with Gottlieb, but they play Speak, the audio of Speak.
I love Speak, but they play that all the time, and that's wackadoodle don't. That's weak, in my opinion. They should be playing
the radio shows.
Our shows. Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Agreed. But I was listening, and they were talking about...
But I do love Speak. That's no knock on
that. I like Joy and that whole crew. Fantastic. I heard them talking about... Now, the key is avoiding the Nuggets in the 2 seed, which means now you don't want to be the 7. And I'm like, well, now if you're in a playing game, you can't be thinking like, well, let's lose this and then win the next one.
Yeah, that's weenie talk.
You got to win and be in. And
I never avoid Nuggets.
Yeah, who avoids Nuggets
or
in the
weenie
first
talk.
Place?
Or weenie talk.
But Danny G is right, man. You don't take your foot off the gas. You don't play those kind of games. It's always fun in theory. You always hear people talk about it. You always hear about this strategy, but I don't think that happens at this level,
I'm glad you said that. Because
I just don't.
My question, which is, I'll jump off of what other shows are talking about, but I haven't heard anyone really talk about this. If you're going to win the NBA Finals, you're going to have to go through everyone anyway. So when people try to avoid someone, listen, I can't say I don't get it because I'm a Niners fan. So when I look at the playoff picture, if I'm a baseball fan, I'm like, well, if I could avoid playing the Dodgers or you don't want to play the Cowboys in the first round. Like, I get it. But the reality is, if you have a championship caliber team and you're confident in your crew, don't you just play with the schedule in front of you?
Yes, I give you this analogy all the time, and I mean it. And I could be wrong, but I don't think I am. It's like when people talk about boxing matchups, right, or fights, or why is Canelo ducking Benavidez, right? Why is Canelo scared of the Mexican monster? Why is he ducking him? I'm like, ducking him? You think that these dudes are scared of other fighters? To get to that level, they're so confident in what they do. They're not scared.
They just explain it.
It might not be a good strategy for them, or it might not be a great money fight. I don't think these teams are scared to play one another.
That wasn't part of the thought that in his prime, Floyd wanted to stay away from Manny Pacquiao. Well, in Manny's prime.
It's riskier, but did I think that Mayweather was confident and thought he could beat Pacquiao? Yeah, it just probably wasn't worth the risk at that time.
Yeah, that's heck. You could argue that's a little scared. My point is, you know who it's for? I thought about it because you could think of it. Think of next, you know, you got to think like me. Pop an edible and think about it good.
Wow.
This is like next level thinking. This is like kids go to sleep, you know, deep thinking. You know who cares about this?
Who?
It's all about people wanting to advance to the next round because it looks better for the organization and some people get to keep their jobs. No one wants to be out in the first round. So you could say, man, we drew the Nuggets. If you play the Nuggets in the second round and lose, you know what the only better thing is? Well, you had three more home games and a little more revenue, and to your fans, you didn't look like one and done. So your objective to avoid these good teams is nothing more than like you want to live another day.
Mm-hmm.
But if you really want to be the champion, you're going to have to play the Celtics or the Nuggets or whoever you're scared of.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Woo!
And Rich, real quick, best Nugget.
Real quick.
Oh. Roy Rogers back in the day. Roy Rogers
Wendy
back
Spicy.
In the day. Wendy Spicy. Danny G, best nugget.
Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A right now.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Chick-fil-A sauce? Wait, no the Chick-fil-A
original,
sauce?
Original Chick-fil-A.
Wow, okay.
I'm going to stick with the classic, Chicken McNugget.
Well, you know what? Your thoughts on that.
Nah.
Do you, I'm curious.
Like a rock.
I'm Christmas. Curious what people think. Do you get set, and you know, are you set on the whole, I don't want my team to have a bad matchup? Are you with the ideology of, if my team's going to go all the way, you're going to have to beat these guys anyway. Like, I know, Danny, you don't want the Lakers to play the Nuggets in the first round, but you know why? Because you sort of want to...
No, I honestly wouldn't mind.
Yeah, you don't mind because it's like, if we're going to win, we got
to... It's the same reason I like the fact the Knicks didn't take their foot off the gas pedal.
Yeah, they found themselves in a scenario as well. They're going to play the Sixers or Heat. Avoiding good teams in the playoffs. Like, you got to... It's like one of two ideologies. One, like, hey, we're going to have to play them eventually anyway. Or maybe you just deep down inside crush your fingers and hope that some other team upsets them. That way
upsets you... Upsets them or, like, you know, to bring it back to unforeseen things. An injury could happen, give you an advantage moving on. Like, anything could happen if you prolong it a little bit.
Like if
you don't want to break up your own momentum.
If you're
like
the Knicks, though, are you mad? Like, oh, man, because we got the 2 seed, now we got to end up playing the Sixers. Like, is that...
Nah, I don't think people look at it like that, man. They look at it like, yo, let's go then.
I think they do.
They're
fans
the ultimate
do.
Competitors, man. These are the ultimate competitors. They believe in themselves. They don't see them... They don't see guys like LeBron the way we think of LeBron. That's just like another guy they're competing against. Of course, they recognize him as a great. And I've heard the stories of how people thought Jordan was a god. Trust me, I get it. But not everybody's Jordan. A lot of these guys look at these dudes like, let's go, man. You're just another person and competitor like me.
You know who those people are, Rich. The same people that put their toe in the pool. Like, no, jump your ass in.
Just jump in.
It's
let's
true.
Go. Let's go. We're talking about the ultimate competitors. So NBA heating up.
Yeah, I just bring that up because the last couple days of the NBA playoffs, I'm sorry, the last couple days of the NBA regular season sort of shifted around some seeding, and now you got the play-in games over the next couple days.
What I'm trying to say, Rich, is I think the fans look at it from a strategy point where the players don't always look at it that way. Their job is to lace them up and let's go.
I'm also saying from a – like there are teams, let's be honest – there are teams in the postseason that know they're not going to win the whole thing. They may have that confidence that they could, that you know, because every guy wants to have that confidence, but you don't think there's teams that are like, yeah, we're not going to win the whole thing, but we're going to give it our all. We're going to try. Those teams probably don't want to draw the best team because they're like, oh, we want to have a little bit of a playoff run. No?
Yeah.
I disagree with you. If you're the Cleveland Cavaliers, hey, you won 48 games this year. Not too shabby.
Once you're in the playoffs, you don't think that way anyway. But think you're pretty good.
They were
man.
Hot the first half of the season, yeah. And they kind of fell off.
And you can catch fire at the right time. Anything can happen.
I know. I'm just saying there are teams that, like, just because they're like, you know what? This young team made some progress. The young team that's trying to make some progress and get some reps doesn't want to play Denver in the first round. And now Denver looks like they're going to end up playing the Lakers if the Lakers win. Imagine the Lakers lose 2 in a row. Danny, I'm saying that out loud. Don't worry. Nothing will happen. They're going to win. Don't worry.
You know, on the other hand, everybody, you just heard Colin Cowherd during the break. His promo played, and he said, the Lakers are not beating the Nuggets four times. Well, if they do, then they, you know, they'll earn respect.
Then it's on to the next, and we'll see, right? So, hey.
I mean, that's why we watch sports, right? To see these things happen. To see the unbelievable, the unexpected. I wouldn't count them out. I mean, I don't see it happening, but it could.
No, they could beat anybody when they're playing good defense.
You know what it's like? It's a lot of times it's more arbitrary, like Covino. This sounds so dumb, but imagine if we had a ping pong tournament with all the people here at Fox Sports Radio. If you just happen to draw the first round and the two really good guys face each other.
I'm hoping I draw Big Mike first. I think I can take him easy.
Absolutely. Yeah. 21-3.
Big Mike, who runs this place? He runs this place, but he don't run the ping pong.
Never heard of him.
I'd want to pull him.
I'm saying, like, there have been times where, you know what worked out so great with women's college hoops? All the teams you wanted to see at the end played in the Elite Eight, Final Four, championship game. It sort of worked out in a really nice way for women's hoops. I guess what I'm saying is you don't want to see elite teams play in the first round. Well, you don't want your team to play the best team. But again, like you said, these guys are competitors. They just want to play whoever they don't look at it that
that's
way.
That's what I like to believe. Yeah. You know, that's what I think personally. So anyway, so much going on in sports. And then the sad news of the day, like we said, is John Sterling. You heard Dan Beyer announce that John Sterling retired cold turkey, and his announcement is officially on Friday, but New York Post reported health concerns, so kind of sad. Yeah, 85 years old. He's been with the Yankees since 89.
Hopefully it's just like, I don't know, he's 85 health concerns and he's alive and well, and that's going to, like, hopefully it's a, hey, you're at the stage where you can't be calling baseball games every day. There could be, like, a good angle of the story. It's not all, you know, gloom and doom, let's hope.
I have a question for you, Cats.
Yeah, what do you got?
So later tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, I'm part of a show called Music Mayhem, right? Which premieres tonight. New series premiere on Access TV, which is like the modern day, like, VH1. I believe Mark Cuban is still a co-owner of this. AXS TV, Access TV. Music Mayhem about, like, the dark side of rock.
And the picture you posted, you look like part owner.
Destruction.
Thank you, picture. Danny. Scandal. That's a perfect segue, Danny.
Perfect segue, because when I filmed this show, this TV show, and I'm just talking about, again, like, scandals in music and drug abuse and death and things like that. It's one of those series, right? Honored to be a part of it. When you go there, they take a few pictures of you, and then they jazz it up with their logo and date and time and premiere and stuff like that, and they send it back to you, and they say, hey, when the show premieres, post this on social media and promote it. Sure. So I did that. And like Danny G said, the photo that they took of me, it's such a sexy, awesome photo.
Get this.
I feel like even though I'm just a contributor, I'm one of those talking heads. Burning down the house. I'm just talking. I'm a talking head on the show.
He's one of probably
10 people that contribute.
Up and down. His whole career, just
up and down.
Ozzy's life, up and down. Ozzy Osbourne,
I've seen the promo.
His whole life is up and down.
So Covino's one of, like you said, probably 10 or so people in the rock radio record world that's a contributor.
Yeah, but for the entire series. So I might be on tonight. I might not be on tonight. I might be on a future episode. I might not be on a future episode. But based on this photo, a lot of people are assuming, I think they think I'm the host of this show.
Well, hold that thought, because Covino's in a dilemma, and I think it's hilarious. But I have a solution, and we'll get to it next. But Dan Beyer, he's got an update. What's up, DB?
Guys, do you want to take a crack at how many postseason games John Sterling called for the Yankees during his 35 years?
Oh, man.
We do have the exact number.
Okay, keep going. Okay. And I'm going to think about it while you do it.
You guys chew on that. There was baseball earlier today. Guardians stopped the Red Sox on Patriots Day in Boston 6-0. That means there was also the Boston Marathon. Helen O'Beery won the women's division for the second straight year, the first to go back-to-back since 2005, and Cissé Lema won the men's version. At one point, he led by over a half mile Patriots Day, having fun today in Boston. Philadelphia Eagles and wide receiver Devontae Smith agreed to terms on a contract extension. It'll keep him in Philly through 2028. They picked up his fifth-year option for 2025. Then after that, gave him a three-year deal worth $75 million, $51 million guaranteed. J.J. McCarthy going to be visiting with the Patriots today and tomorrow with the Washington Commanders, according to reports. While the WNBA draft takes place tonight with the Indiana Fever, expecting to take Iowa's Caitlin Clark with the first overall pick. All right, you got some guesses?
Yeah. 207.
207. Cavino.
I'll go Price is Right style. 208.
Oh, 208. Stop it.
Spotty, you in on
210.
This? 210.
Oh, come on. Look at you guys.
Danny G.
Oh,
I got to go in order. I'm going to say 211.
Oh, 211. You bums.
Yeah. Okay. And Iowa Sam?
218.
218.
Oh. And again, this is postseason games.
We have what? An exact.
What?
They're going to win both showcases? Oh.
The winner is Danny G.
Wow.
211.
That's not fair. Wow.
The exact number.
I always wanted to spin the wheel.
Can I tell you? You got to give my initial guess credit that you guys all based yours on. You know, my equation was
95 playoffs.
My equation was roughly 95 till 2015. You know, maybe 2020. I said 20 years, about 10 games per postseason, 200, add 7 in.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Does the craziness of everyday life leave you stressed? Do you notice you're losing a little bit of hair? You're shedding a little bit? Well, if you're noticing a little less hair on your head and you're checking your hairline all the time, you gotta check out Nutrafol. When it comes to thinning hair, there are many root causes at play, and Nutrafol addresses them through a multi-targeted whole-body approach. Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist-recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster-growing hair with less shedding.
Take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code CRSHOW. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and stylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code CRSHOW.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Question is simple. If there's a cool rumor about you, or someone thinks something you're doing is bigger than it really is, do you correct them or let the legend grow? Cavino's got a story, we'll explain, but two things that were just on my mind that I got to get out. Number one, awesome or lame?
Lame.
That Gronk threw out the first pitch at a Red Sox game and he spiked the baseball and he's like, Gronk!
I'm a Yankees fan, but that was awesome.
Is it funny because it's Gronk?
That was great.
Spiking a baseball.
I loved it. I thought it was good.
Roger that.
Roger Dodger.
Number two, with all due respect to the Yankees broadcaster that hung it up, John Sterling,
It is far. It is high. It is gone. Captain.
Over. Yankees win. No! Yankees win.
I'm so glad you played that, Iowa Sam, because I feel as though you might think, who cares? But he retired, like, as of now, right?
It was
cold turkey, as you keep saying. He didn't quit cigarettes. He quit a job. Can you still say cold turkey?
Quoting Dan Beyer, he's the update guy. Okay. He's got the scoop.
Now, the last game the Yankees played, the Yankees lose. Does he
not only did they lose, they lost in, it's early in the season, but heartbreaking fashion. It was a walk-off win for the Guardians.
I mean, is it heartbreaking when it's like game 12?
Well, the Yankees were winning. They should have won that game.
So my question is, if Sterling is ill and they said, hey, you can't do this anymore, which seems like the case, unfortunately, 85 years old, do you patch him in one last time? He has to give one final, the Yankees win. He can't go out on a Yankees loss,
That's
right?
That's like walking off the court without hitting a three-point shot.
Everyone knows that.
You got to make it before you leave.
I even taught my kids that recently. No, but it was my daughter. We hit a major breakthrough.
You never want to leave on a down note, ever.
This is big.
In anything.
Breakthrough. My daughter is now making contact every at-bat in T-ball, so she doesn't need the T anymore. She wants to practice every day. And I'm like, well, that's a good thing. I'll go out there with her. But I try to teach her. I was like, buddy, you want your last swing to be like a line drive. Then we go in the house. You don't
Some
end on a...
Some people take that to absurd lengths of, like my girlfriend, her last bite of any meal has to be like the dope bite that she saved.
Hey, you work for the bite.
I don't do that. Yeah, she's like, I wanted that to be my last bite.
Rich
like,
has done that at some of our dinners.
I'm like, really? That's a thing? I didn't even know that was a thing.
I ruined my last taste.
Your last
taste? Yeah, you need a good last taste. So I agree. If you're shooting hoops, you need bottom of the net swish three-pointer before you say
I'm going home. Something cool like, if I make this shot, she's going to want me. You got to do something cool like that.
So I just think that I know it sounds juvenile, and you might say, as Dan Beyer said, the guy called hundreds of Yankees playoff games. He's a legend, Hall of Famer, if not already. Well, I mean, it's John Sterling.
Ow.
He's got to give one more, one final. The Yankees win, and I hate the Yankees. I'm a Mets fan. He's got to do it. You can't. I mean.
Well, he's coming back for the announcement. Like the official announcement. So
I know. I'm just saying.
I agree with you. I don't want his last game. I don't think he wanted his last game to be a sudden extra inning loss for the Yankees.
Yeah.
He was a Yankees fan growing up. It was a dream come true to be a broadcaster for the team.
So
his signature call was, the Yankees win.
So like,
he's got to end on that.
Granted, the most important thing is the health of an 85-year-old man. But if he is capable of pushing out one last, the Yankees win.
Like, just bring him in for that.
I even said you could patch him in from home with the technology. Get a, you know, the thing that we use when people broadcast other places, a little Kodak,
Comrex.
A little Comrex, a portable broadcasting device.
I agree.
I'm sure he has that in his house anyway.
I agree. I do.
And for one last time, we pass it to the legend. And then he gives a little Yankees win. Come on.
I think they got to.
Yeah.
Part of his sign-off. That's it for the guy. He's been a lifelong broadcaster.
Well, back to the question at hand.
Do you correct a cool rumor about you?
Yeah. Cavino's...
Your friends assume you were at a big game you weren't at. Your friends assume... we're broadcasters, right? So it's like listeners like, yeah, man, you've interviewed Michael Jordan, right? And I'm like, no.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But if you want to believe that I did, that's great. I think a lot of the feedback I'm getting, people are assuming I'm the host of this new TV show that premieres tonight.
Yeah, Cavino posted a picture advertising, you know, a little promo for a rock show on Access TV.
Tonight at 8 p.m.
But the way the little promo looks, Cavino, it does look like you're the host of the show.
But, dude, they took similar pictures for all the other contributors.
Yeah, but guess what? Your listeners and followers don't follow those other people.
I know. So, again, it's, like, embarrassing because I might not even be on tonight's episode. Like, it's embarrassing. So do you correct people? Because then you look like a fraud. Like, I tuned in to watch you, fraud. You look like a liar.
Iowa Sam, if someone said, yo, Iowa Sam, that guy used to hook up with all the hottest models, would you correct him or be like, yeah, I did?
Let him believe the legend.
Like, what do you?
I'd correct him because that's just not believable at all.
Okay, you know, maybe a bad example.
It's preposterous. But
I think I believe it. Iowa Sam.
I think you double down though, Cavino.
Really?
I think you say, I was the host. They cut me out because I got fired for an HR violation.
Just make the lies. Keep the lie going. Wow.
But for me, the model thing, no way. No, I say no. I'm sorry.
Let me tell you, I was Sam. This is a true story.
It's very, very appreciate that. Though.
Back in the early 2000s, Spot. This is where you and I became pals. We worked for iHeart New York, and they used to do, you know how they do it around the country now, Jingle Ball?
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, they used to do a summer concert that was like a big thing, giant stadium. It was called Zootopia. It was the equivalent of that big compilation concert.
Yeah, it's like a big summer jam.
Yeah, out here they do Wango Tango. Yeah. What did they do? The rock one was what?
Dysfunctional Family Picnic.
Yeah, one of those cool radio station.
Or Weenie Roast.
Yeah, compilation concerts. To the left and the right of the stage at Giant Stadium were two hot tubs. And they had put me and another guy in charge of getting some girls that wanted to do some promotional models to be in the hot tubs. Now, our pal, who's still on iHeart, Elvis Duran, you probably know the name Elvis Duran, pop radio legend. He started a rumor that I heard Rich Davis.
But he didn't start it. He actually believed it, right?
I don't know. He was telling everyone that, you know those promotional models? Underneath the water, you don't even want to know what Rich Davis was doing. You know, he was sleeping with... Rich was doing ungodly things with those
women.
But
apparently, you know, again...
On stage in the hot tubs.
This is the early 2000s, so I was like, look at this guy. What a stud.
And I never really corrected anyone. It didn't happen.
The legend grew.
I wasn't hooking up with all these girls in a hot tub on stage. But you know what?
The legend grew, huh?
Why would I ever correct what is sort of like a cool rumor?
It's like, you know... If there's a rumor going around town about you and you were packing, like, do you correct people? If it's a cool rumor, do you correct people? If it makes you look good, that's basically the question.
My answer is no.
Rich, based on his proof, this sort of made him cool back then and the legend grew.
Well, not cool. It's just I think if there's something about
it, I think it could be exposed. No. So I say it's best to be honest about it. Like,
if there's something flattering about you or something not accurate, but everyone's talking about it, you know what? Let them think it. I don't think there's any reason to correct people and be like, well, I am a contributor on the show, but I'm not the host. Let them think you're the host. Who cares? Let's go to Florida. Brett, you are on with Covino and Rich. What's up, bud?
Hey, Brett.
What's up, guys? My favorite time of the day.
Appreciate it.
Hey, I just had to call in. I got a little short tidbit that I'll give you about that.
Yeah.
So I am a triplet. I'm the middle out of a triplet set. Oh. And we're all in the high school at the same time and everything. Went to a big high school. That exact thing used to happen to me all the time because my brother and sister were friends with different people than I was. And I'll tell you guys, if it was a good rumor like you were saying, I would just let that thing run, man.
Yeah, you're a triple. That was me. I was the Why not?
Because you feel like a phony. You really do. That's what it is. Like,
dude,
I don't like that feeling.
Look around social media. Everyone's a phony.
Yeah, you're right about that for sure.
You know.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Super Racide.
Hey, Super Racide.
In Detroit. What's up, Racide?
What's up, man? How y'all doing?
We're good, man. If there was a rumor about you that wasn't true, but it made you look cool, would you correct people?
Listen, I could care less. I want to get to the other topics you guys were talking to less. I can care less. As long as it's good.
No. First of all, Racide, it's couldn't care less.
Because if
you could care less,
then you would.
I could care less.
Couldn't care less.
Whatever. Come on, fellas. Come on, man. Come on.
All right, do the Racide show. No. Let's go. Let's hear it. Come on. Bring it.
No. I want to roll with the Western names and them, but you was talking about the NBA playoffs and the Lakers.
Yeah.
So
why are you so on delay? That's what I want to know.
All right, let's hear. Racide. Go ahead. Lakers.
Yeah, Detroit. It's the playoffs and the Lakers. So let's. First of all, let me say United States of America. Can you smell what Super Racide is cooking? Oh, it's excitement. It's incredible. It's everything that you want to hear. Now,
what are you cooking? Ramen noodles? What the hell are you cooking?
Yeah, man, I'm cooking excitement, Superman abilities, and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Like that. So let's go to these playoffs, man. These people that's talking about. This person or this team is going to be the 5th, 6th seed and he needs to do the play-in. Man, get out of here with that crap. That is so weak. It's lame. It's whack. It's whack. If you are a real playoff person and you're really, like, putting money on these games and you're really, like, on top of that stuff.
Yeah.
The people that are talking about, or the teams that are trying to not play the first number one teams, you stay away from them anyway because they ain't going nowhere. So you can care less about them.
When
you
couldn't care less.
Couldn't.
When you get down to the nitty gritty.
Yeah,
when you get down to the nitty gritty, you want to play whoever right away. It don't matter what seed, how seed, all that. All that talk of, you know, the fifth seed, sixth seed, it's whack. I hate it, man.
Reside, before you go, who wins the NBA? Who wins the NBA championship?
Still there.
Yeah, the Lakers need to bring back Magic Johnson. Please, somebody get Jeannie Buss on the line.
Okay. Who?
Why haven't you brought back Magic?
All right. He's doing his own show.
Reside.
Super Reside show.
Ron in Washington. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ron. What's up, buddy?
Hey. It's Ron from Missouri, and the thing is about the whole facts and stuff, there's this movie out there from John Wayne that's called The Man Who Shot Liberty Valance, and in the movie they say when the legend becomes fact,
print the legend.
Yep. Yeah, that's true. And, there's a docu-series, HBO, long time ago, but HBO Max, I'm sure it lives on there somewhere, you could find it, Robert Wool. Who's a comedian and actor.
He's from my hometown, Union, New Jersey.
He did a show that went under the radar, so I don't expect you to know it, but it was, what was it called?
History 101.
And he went over all the cool moments in U.S. history that weren't necessarily how we were taught them, but a lot of times the legend is like cooler than the real story.
The story of Paul Revere. It wasn't Paul Revere. It was some dude with a weak name.
And Paul Revere was also sort of in the mix. So they're like, well,
there was some guy who's like, the British are coming.
And Paul Revere's like, yeah, they are.
Yeah. and so it became like, and Paul Revere. And, yeah. And it was never fact, but when the legend becomes fact, you print the legend.
Yeah, it was like Paul Revere or like, the Humperdinck Dinkleberry. And they're like, yeah, go with Paul Revere.
Yeah, stick with Paul Revere. It just sounds cooler.
Yeah.
So when the legend becomes fact, print the legend, stick with it. Do you correct a cool rumor about you? Think about it and hit us up at Covino and Rich.
I'll think
that
about
being
it.
Said, check me out. I'm hosting a new show tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern on Access TV.
You know what's funny is that we're all guilty of it. So anyone that says, oh, you got to be honest, you're all full of horse manure because. Every dumb story you have with your old college frat bros or high school buddies.
Some of them are so embellished,
dude.
Yeah,
like at this stage of the game, what might have been a funny little story, you have enhanced over the last 10, 20, 30, 40 years that some of your stories, if you really dissected them, you'd be like, yeah, we're now repeating a pretty fictional story.
Yeah. I mean, like, they're so embellished. It's like every guy I talked to could have went pro. Like, really? Could have went pro? Sure about that? Are you sure about that? But, you know, these rumors just like, roll with you, I guess.
Everyone's full of it. So my point is, just to wrap it up, if there's a cool rumor about you, roll with it. Who cares? Because everyone's full of it. Think of how many times your buddy has told you a story. And not to sound crude, but how many times has your buddy been like, yo, dude, I slept with this girl. She was dynamite. And I'm like, I don't want to see the girl because I'd be disappointed. I guarantee. Like, when you're beer belly... out of shape, like not so handsome buddy is telling you about this hot chick he got with, I always just go along with the story because the reality is, do you think she was that hot if she got with your gross buddy? All right, let's get into it. Some Tyson trivia on a Monday. How about that?
Mike Tyson was a maniac.
I want your heart. I want to eat his children.
Put an ear to this if you're a boxing brainiac. Iron Mike Trivia.
You can't touch me. You're not man enough.
All right. A very surly Mike Tyson. I ran into him in our blue kitchen. He looked like he was in a bad mood.
I am. I'm very irritable.
Security
irritable.
Walking him in.
Very irritable. I want a cigarette, but I'm not supposed to have any right now because I'm training.
Yeah, we talked about this on the show last week, Mike. You say no smoke while you're training.
No more smoke. But I'm going to smoke Jake Paul on July 20th. But yeah, no smoke. I'm just trying to enhance my extreme lung capacity. Extreme lung capacity. And I just feel like
you're what?
The more irritated and irritable I am, the more agitated, the more ferocious I could be in the ring.
So, you know what I worry about?
Not in a very good mood, but hey, Iowa Sam.
I don't want to talk about. I don't want to talk about you, Iron Mike, when you're 5 feet from me. But Have you guys noticed that Jake Paul is starting to step up the trash talk? And Mike, I hope he doesn't. Actually, I hope
he
does.
You don't want to wake the beast.
I feel like he's going to wake the beast.
He better relax and get ready because I'm feeling agitated. But I need extreme lung capacity.
You know what? You know what Jake Paul said about you, Mike? What
did he say?
He said he can't bite my ear off if I knock his teeth out.
Oh, shots fired.
Jake Paul's talking like that?
Well, it's like some great man said, everybody has a plan until they get punched in the face.
Wasn't that you?
Oh, yeah, I said that.
All right, let's meet the contestants. His trivia win total on the show, 21. 21-time winner,
hey,
Rich Davis.
What up?
16-time champ, Dan Beyer.
Hey.
7-time winner, Spotty Boy.
Hey, let's do this.
And looking to win a C&R stainless steel Swiggy on our studio lines, Morris in Alabama. What's up, Morris?
Hey, Morris.
Hey, guys, I'm ready, man. I'm ready.
All right.
What you do there for a living in Birmingham?
Well, I'm an old-retired FedEx guy.
Oh.
Oh.
Cool.
What did he say?
He plays with packages all day.
Oh.
He worked for years at FedEx.
Oh,
Mike.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if he delivered my mic bites.
not state lines, Mike.
Yeah, not Alabama.
Here are the rules for Iron Mike Trivia. The first contestant with two correct answers is the champ. If there's a tie, we have a tiebreaker question. Your name is your buzzer, but you do have to wait until all three possible answers are read. If there's two wrong answers in a row, we move on to the next question. Are you ready?
Let's go.
Let's get it on.
All right, round one. How did the thriller in Manila between the great Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier end? Was it A, Ali won by KO in the 10th round, B, Ali by TKO in the 12th round, or C, Frazier's corner threw in the towel after the 14th round?
I think Morris tried to chime in there. Morris, what you got?
You
got to
wait for all three, but we'll take you first.
Frazier.
Excuse, speak up for us.
Frazier.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Frazier did
what?
What
was the outcome of the fight?
Frazier, we'll go there.
Okay, I'll repeat the question. And by the way, this is very aggravating because I stopped smoking.
Yes.
How did the thriller in Manila between the great Muhammad Ali and Frazier end? Was it A, Ali won the KO in the 10th round, B, Ali won by TKO in the 12th, or C, Joe Frazier corner threw in the towel after the 14th round?
A, B, or C, Morris?
B.
That was like a.
Did he say B or C?
That was like a C.
He said B.
I thought it was D.
Morris.
C. I thought he said B.
He said B.
Morris, one. How about this, Morris? One, two, or three?
Two.
Two. No.
I came all the way here now. I want to put Morris in.
Save us.
Fire for the steal.
I'll take ampersand. A.
Turtle.
I don't even remember what the options were.
I like turtle.
So Ali won by a KO or Frazier's corner threw in the towel?
Frazier's.
Yeah.
Through.
Yeah.
14th.
The towel.
Right. After the 14th, they stopped. Frazier's corner stopped the fight.
Can someone throw in the towel on this game?
Can we throw that question out? I don't think that question counts for anything.
I was thrown off because Morris said Frazier wins, and I'm like, okay, where's the option where Frazier wins? And there were none of them.
All right.
Here we go.
We move on to round two.
All right, round two. And by the way, are you guys laughing at me or with me?
Definitely with you, very aggravating
right now.
Where'd that sound effect come from?
When asked if the very green rookie Jake Paul could beat me, who said that they were worried about my legacy? Whether A, Oscar De La Hoya, B, Dana White, or C, Manny Pacquiao?
Oh. Rich.
Rich.
I think Oscar De La Hoya said that.
It was Oscar.
Yeah!
Rich and Beyer both on the board.
Well, no need to worry. I stopped smoking, so. I need extreme lung capacity for Jake Paul.
Yeah, you mentioned that. We move on to round three.
Round three. What did I once famously say about not wanting to box anymore? Was it A, the fight game has been overrun by corporate thugs, and I'm a street thug, quitting time is soon? B, I'm fighting just to pay the bills. I feel bad. I wish people could get their money back. Or C, I need the money, but I need the leftover brain cells more. What did I famously say?
I know the answer to this. I was giving someone an opportunity.
Rich wants the W, though. Rich?
To B. Two.
B is correct.
Yes! I'm fighting just to pay my bills. I feel bad. I wish people could get their money back.
All right.
That's when I lost the fighting guts. Rich, you're a wonderful man and a great champion.
Hey, Mike, I'm rooting for
Morris,
you.
Morris, not so much. Morris, you really aggravated me today.
Morris, you're a good dude. We appreciate
Sorry,
you.
Sorry, Morris.
Thank you for playing along. Thank you, Morris.
Delivered one too many packages.
Mike.
By the way, tune in July 20th Mike, when I annihilate Jake Paul.
Mike, good luck with you, ELC.
Thank you. What's that mean?
Lung capacity.
Oh, extreme
lung capacity.
My extreme lung capacity. All right, guys. Hey, it's great to see you guys on a Monday.
Bye, Mike.
All right, guys. Yeah, pay your taxes, guys.
Yeah, good luck with the training.
Bye, Iowa Sam. Bye, guys.
See ya.
Goodbye.
All right. Now, hey, before we get to...
Dude, Iron Mike was, like, agitated today, bro.
You know what?
In fact, I think it's because he quit
smoking. He's in withdrawal,
man.
He's in withdrawal.
Yeah, it's aggravating. But you know what? That'll get him angry for the fight. You need that angry, agitated Mike Tyson to step in the ring with Jake Paul, especially if Jake Paul's talking trash now.
Yeah, you know what, though, Covino? I'm so torn on this. I don't want to harp on it long. We'll get to DB's update and have another...
Mike Tyson even shake my hand on the way out.
Another deep thought.
I want to eat his children.
There's a part of me that when I talk to some of my random buddies, like I was at softball over the weekend, and I was talking to a bunch of the guys, like, yo, we got to have a party, get together. Some of them are in that mindset, like Covino said, a lot of people are, which is, it's fixed, it's this, it was not a real fight, blah, blah, blah. And I just think to myself, am I just playing into it? Because I'm under the feeling of, if Jake Paul talks enough, maybe you could wake up something within Mike. Because we've met Mike a handful of times, not name dropping, but he's become more subdued and chill over the years.
Didn't you spar with him back in the day?
I did not.
Are you sure about that?
But I do know.
I heard
know,
you did.
I do know. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I'll keep that rumor. Yeah, yeah. Rich did.
Yeah. I think.
Covino, I really do feel like when you got someone like Mike, if you did say the wrong thing, what if you did wake something up? As they said in Rocky Balboa, yo, they got something in the basement. What if he went real low and Mike's like, all right, now we're not playing?
It's like the story of Lambert the Sheepish Lion. Look it up.
I still think there's something to be seen about that
he
fight.
He lived like a sheep, and then one day he realized he was a lion, and he had the heart of a lion.
I really hope Mike whoops his ass. I really hope Mike whoops his ass.
Is it true, the incentives? I saw this on TikTok, so it's 50-50. If
yeah,
it's real or not.
It's true, fair.
But is it true that there are incentives for Tyson for the fight to go on longer? It is something that I don't know. It's something to – why not just throw it out on national radio and
not do any
background? But I saw something and I was like –
Well, Dan, there's been a lot of rumors
Dan,
about
the world.
Gloves,
sure.
Headgear rules, and a lot of that has been fake along the way.
Yeah,
so.
No, Dan, you're not wrong because, I mean, half the things you see on social media are fake, even if they look like they're legit.
Right?
Like in the beginning, there was such a rumor that they were wearing headgear that Jake Paul had to come out and be like, yo, the rumors are overwhelming that there's going to be headgear. No headgear. So, I mean, anything you see on TikTok, you're right. It's a 50-50 shot.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hey, guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Covino and Rich, and a quick reminder, more trivia tomorrow. Shaq Diesel NBA trivia for more chances at a C&R Stainless Steel Swiggy. So join us mañana on the show.
Fun fact. Yeah. I don't know if you know this. Back in the day, Covino side hustle.
Yeah,
he was a barber. Do you know he shaved Sinead O'Connor's head?
I was doing lots of strutting and cutting.
The late great. No, that. But the story you should go with.
I'll go with the story.
Iowa Sam plays this because it was the number one song on this day in 1990. And I bring that up because I said two things have happened on this day.
By the way, this was one of them?
Chris Cornell. Cornell has a really great version. I mean, the song itself is great. Yeah. No disrespect.
Written by Prince.
But I'm saying the Cornell version is pretty sweet, too. Look it up.
No, that was not the answer spot. I said two things have happened on this day, April 15th, besides it being tax day. In 1912, 112 years ago, Titanic sunk. Hit an iceberg. That's all she wrote. And I would argue that something else that happened on this day was more impactful to your life. On this day in 1990, it was the debut of In Living Color. And I think while
really
the Titanic
compare the two,
well, one was 100 years before anyone, you know,
one was
yeah, but I was always captivated.
How are those two things linked?
One gave us Jim Carrey, J-Lo, the Wayans brothers, and some great sketch comedy. Homie don't play that.
Homie don't play that.
2,000. Fire. So how many people? 1,200. What was it?
Well, I guess what I care about. I think the more impactful thing In Living Color.
Dude. How?
Had Fire Marshal Bill lived back when the Titanic sunk, he would have saved the day.
He would have saved the day.
1,496 perished in the ocean that day.
Yeah, you know who would have got to the bottom of it? The head detective.
But Jim Carrey.
You know what? The head detective, you're right, more impactful in my life than.
That just proves my point.
Do you remember the head detective with David Alan Grier?
Yeah.
He was just the head with the feet. Hold That's on.
Right. I can see ridiculous. Say that. The most. If I asked you what meant
I gave
more,
this two thumbs down and two snaps.
See?
Two snaps.
You know why? Because it was more impactful to you than the Titanic. The Titanic was a great movie in 1997.
By the way, we all agree they both could have fit on the door, right?
I want to hit you over the head with a sock.
The door
right
was
now,
huge.
Like Homie the Clown. Because
would it stay afloat, though?
It would have. Even though Living Color was more impactful to a lot of people of our generation.
No, to everyone.
The story of the Titanic was always captivating and always intriguing when
still
you learned
is.
About it in school. Still is till this day. If a documentary's on about that, I've probably seen it. I'll watch it again because I find it to be that interesting.
But
what's
more impactful to your life?
That.
That's nonsense.
The Titanic.
No.
That, I love Jim
that
Carrey.
That Celine Dion song plays in my head on repeat.
I love the Wayans brothers. I love Tommy Davidson.
Remember the Homeboy Shopping Network?
Yeah. I remember all that stuff.
You know why we remember all that stuff, Danny? Because it was, what's the word I'm looking for? Impactful?
Jamie Foxx?
Is it Wanda?
And you tell me the Fly Girls, Jennifer Lopez, her debut? Let me tell you something.
Now, Rosie Perez on Soul Train was more impactful.
Titanic, while you know, a ship that can never be sunk, sinking, and being a you know.
How are you connecting the dots on this?
Because
they both happened on this day.
Spot.
No, I mean, like, how. Like,
but what I'm saying
the
is.
The journey from one to the
I'm
other.
Sure
a lot of things have happened on an April 15th.
Right? From one to the other that you're making right now is bigger than the journey of the Titanic.
You ass clowns. Let me explain. Every day.
And it's honestly, it's crashing.
Every day.
Or it's sinking just before the point's being made.
Every day, as part of my research, besides looking up all the sports headlines and doing a little deep digging into football or the NBA or this or that, I look at all the smut websites and the TMZs and the all, and I check out a website. I know Danny checks out the same one, onthisday.com. And I just go back, and they start like in the 1500s. So I'm like scrolling through, like, oh, what happened on this day? And they have categories, music, sports, entertainment, news. And on this day, April 15th, other than being tax day, the two headlines that stuck out to me were obviously the Titanic sunk. And, oh, look at that. In 1990, In Living Color debuted. And it dawned on me that while the Titanic ended up being a billion-dollar movie, Celine Dion, a major world event, what has had more impact on my life, your life, anyone that's alive in the 90s?
Jim Carrey as Vanilla Ice was pretty impactful. That was pretty great.
Tomorrow we discuss the Hindenburg and the debut of Growing Pains.
You know what?
Two are related.
You ever see Jim Carrey as Seinfeld?
The Hindenburg and the Mike Seaver waterbed episodes on tomorrow's show.
Both equally disastrous. Try to plug it with chewing gum.
What's more impactful?
The Hindenburg, not the bed.
Look, one's significantly more historical. One
what does that
gave
mean,
us... What do you mean, what does that mean? One's in the history books, one is not.
Yeah, but I'm asking you for you personally. If I told you, Steve Covino, take away one of those things.
I loved In Living Color, but I was
You love the Titanic?
I was always intrigued by that story,
If I told you, take away the movie and documentaries.
What was the book, A Night to Remember? Was that the name of it? Unsinkable Molly Brown?
Unsinkable Molly Brown.
I didn't read anything growing up, and I read that book, and I was always intrigued by that.
If I told you, take away the movie, take away the soundtrack, take away the documentaries because that event never happened, your life would be no different. If you took away In Living Color, you'd have no Wayans, no Jamie Foxx, no Jim Carrey, no J-Lo. I think it's so fair to say that In Living Color left way more of a mark on anyone's life that's 20, 30, 40, 50 years old, opposed to the Titanic, which sunk 120 years ago almost. That's old news that you might as well tell me. What are you going to tell me next?
Just because
some battle in Gettysburg is,
on. Because it was more impactful. More lives were taken, more historical turns as a result. And although that was a very popular show, I think it still holds more weight. More water.
Titanic pales in comparison.
All right, think about it.
Hit us up at Covino and Rich. All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow. Homie, don't play that. Arrivederci, baby.
See you in the promised land.
Homie, don't play that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.